Okay, Alunish Belunishas Rachapel Bas Ramesha, my wife's grandmother, whose Shloshim is Tess Tavis. The headquarters for Asar Betavis with Avshor. Avshor said such a beautiful Torah 10 years ago in Alekach Valibov Tavshin Ayin Aleph. The headquarters of Asar Betavis, Avshor says, is a pasuk in Yecheskel, Chavdalad Aleph and Bez. Aidva Hashem Elei, B'shana Ashchis. Bechodesh Asi Beesor Lechodesh Lemar Ben Adam Ktavlecha Shem Hayom Hazeh Es Etzem Hayom Hazeh Samach Belach Bavel El Yerushalayim. Then the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to me in the 9th year, in the 10th month, the 10th of the month, saying, Son of Man, write for yourself the name of the day, this very day, Beetzem Hayom Hazeh, the King of Bavel has besieged Yerushalayim in this very day. And says Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Yuchasim Abeis, Soma Asiri. What does Soma Asiri mean? The Som of the 10th month? Ze Asar Betaves. The first to Malach Bava when he surrounded Yerushalayim. So Avshor wants to know, what's this inyan of the Malach Bava surrounding Yerushalayim? And we also know Etzem Yom HaZeh. Etzem Yom HaZeh is a very special language. And Avshor quotes the Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Tav Kuf Nun, who quotes Avu Draham, and who Rav Simon quotes another parsha as well, that if Asar Betaves followed on Shabbos, we wouldn't push it off. We wouldn't push it off like any other fast. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Yechezkel 24:1-2, there's two fast days, Yom Kippur and Asar Betaves. Yom Kippur falls down on Shabbos, we fast. And if Asar Betaves, which he can't fall out, by the way, we would have to. Why? Because Be'etzim. That the fact is, says the Rav Shor, quoting the Beis Yosef in the Avu Draham, if I fall out on Shabbos, you have to fast. It can never fall out. But if it falls on Erev Shabbos, we do. Just like this year, we're going into Shabbos fasting. So we see there's a very strong connection, says Rav Shor, between Asar Betavis and Shabbos. Very strong connection between Shabbos and Asar Betavis. That the Beis Yosef says, from the Avu Draham, the Rishonim, that if it fell on Shabbos, you would have to fast. And if it falls on Erev Shabbos, we go into Shabbos fasting. There's a very strong connection here. What is that connection? And Rav Shor continues on with that connection. And he quotes the Chasam Sofer in the Drushas. And he says that at the end of the day, when the Pasuk says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Etzem Hayom Hazeh refers to Shabbos itself. Let's see, really the words inside. B'drushas Chasam Sofer Isa Chiddush Gadol. The Chasam Sofer gives us a beautiful Chiddush. The Melech Bavo Samach Al Yerushalayim Be'etzem Yom HaShabbos. Etzem in the Pasuk refers to Shabbos itself. Ki Shabbos Nikra Etzem Hayom. Shabbos itself is called the essence of the day. Itzumo Shayom HaShabbos. The essence of the day, right? Itzumo Shayom usually refers to Shabbos or to Yom Kippur. Says Rav Shor, according to Chasam Sofer, why does it say Eshem Hayom? Usually when it goes a fast day, sorry, but it goes to Tisha B'Av, the 9th day of Av. Shiva Sefer Tammuz, the 7th day of Tammuz. Here it's Hayom. And the Chasam Sofer quotes the Radak, who says, Deyizeh Yom HaShavua. Yom Hashivua, Lo Daba Yom Achodesh, says the Radak. Why do you tell us the day of the week, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, not the day of the month? Says the Radak, quoted by the Chasam Sofer. V'nikva HaZecha L'Yom Achodesh, why? Rakidei Lehodiya Ki Hayah B'Shabbos Kodesh, Sheyodu Sibas Haschasa Tepernusa. You want to know what the day that the Melech Bavel, he surrounded that wall in Yerushalayim? It was on Shabbos. Etzem refers to Shabbos. It doesn't tell us the day of the month. It tells us the day of the week. Yom HaShabbos. Etzem HaYom HaZeh. Because the Yom was Shabbos itself. Right? Shabbos HaYom HaShem. HaYom refers to Shabbos. Usually we say HaYom before Rosh Hashanah. It refers to Rosh Hashanah. But here Rosh Hashanah, according to the Radak and the Chasam Sofer, says that Yom HaShabbos, excuse me, in the Pasuk, Etzem HaYom, says the Radak, HaYom refers to Shabbos. And it says the Rechatim Sofer, we learn from here, that the day that the Melech Babel, the day that the Babylonian king surrounded Nebuchadnezzar, surrounded Yerushalayim, was on Shabbos. So Rav Shor says it, a beautiful thing from the Chasam Sofer. What Shabbos is in time, Yerushalayim is in space. We know the ultimate time of the entire year, Rav Moshe Wolfson says, from the Sefer Megiddushim, is Yom Kippur. We have the Nefesh, we have the Shana, and we have the Makom. The holiest time, the holiest place, and the holiest person. The Kohen Gadol, Nefesh. Holiest time, Yom Kippur. Holy space, Yerushalayim. What Shabbos is in time, Yerushalayim is in space. He says, at the end of the day, how is it possible that the Melech Bava was able to penetrate Yerushalayim or surround Yerushalayim, says Rav Shor, is because we weren't using our Shabbos correctly. We weren't using our Shabbos correctly. Says the Chasam Sofer, Ki Melech Bava Samach HaKudush HaShabbos, Tahaynu HaEder Kudush HaSah. Because we were lacking our Kedusha Shabbos, Li Konas Yisroch Yerushalayim, Melech Bava was able to surround Yerushalayim. Because without Shabbos, he would be scared of going into it. Why the Rabbon Shalom let him even surround Yerushalayim? Because Shabbos is Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is Shabbos. Just look at the words of Lichadori. The words of Lichadori don't talk about anything about Shabbos. The Lichadori Kala talks about Shabbos. But this regular stanza talks all about Yerushalayim. Because with Shabbos is the time, Yerushalayim is in space. And says the Chazon Sofer, if you want to know why they were able to breach the walls, or surround the walls at least, is because we weren't keeping Shabbos the way we should have. And Rav Shor continues, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yutet Samei Beis, Amar Abaye, Lo Nech Rav Yishalayim, El Amnei Shechilu Baz HaShabbos. Yishalayim is only destroyed because we were Mechal Shabbos. We didn't sanctify Shabbos in the correct way. As the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, earlier on in Perichav Beis, Pasuk Chav Bav, Umi Yimim Shab Sosai, Halimu Aneim, V'Acha Basocham. Says the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Umi Shab Sosai, Halimu Aneim, V'Acha Basocham. What does that mean? Pasuk means, and they hid their eyes from my Shabbos. They hid their eyes. Says the Shur of Yesh Lahayr. Halo Chorban Yisholam Haya B'Shvil Gimel Averes Chamurus. Does the Gemara in Yuma Tesam Abayz? The Beis Amidus Yisroch is the big three. Shvichas Dam Gidarayas. Vodazara, idol worship, murder, and idolatry. So what do you tell me that Yerushalayim is destroyed because we were Mechal Shabbos? Lama Nemar Kan the Chorban Haya Yachil Shabbos. Why do you tell me that was Yachil Shabbos? If we know the Gemara in Yuma tells us that was the big three. Says Rav Shur, we see in this Svarim a beautiful thing. The Svarim tells us that they're really one and the same. At the end of the day, we did those big three. Murder, idolatry, and adultery happened. That was the reason of the Khorban. But why did we reach such a low place? We reached such a terrible place, such a negative place, is because what was the root cause of that Siba, of the reason? We weren't treating Shabbos the way Shabbos should be treated. As the Pasuk says, You hid yourselves from Shabbos. When it comes to my Shabbos, they hid their eyes from my Shabbos, Rabbi Hashem says in Yerchezkel Chav Beis. They hid their eyes from my Shabbos. What does that mean? We hid ourselves for what it means to be a Yid, what it means to be holy, what it means to be Kaddish, what it means to be a Shabbos Jew, what it means to be a sanctified Jew. And Rosh Hashanah says, you know what it means? That you hid yourselves in my Shabbos. He quotes the Sfasemes, who tells us Parshat Kisisa, Tafresh Lama Gimel. Well, the Pasuk tells Shabbos, you have to keep my Shabbos. Lashon Rabin. Why isn't Lashon Rabin? Just keep my, what's Shabbos? So Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yerchaz tells, the Rebbe Nosham says we have to keep two Shabbos, then Mashiach will come. Tafresh says something deeper. So Shabbos is there to spill over, to be the mispashit, to spill over to the entire week. Mavar od ki b'shabsoisa he is spashtus kedushas haShabbos lemiachol. The job of a Jew on Shabbos is to make to bring the kedusha Shabbos into the entire week. V'hainu l'ros kedushas haShabbos sheyesh b'chol davar. Look for the kedusha of Shabbos. Look for the holiness in everything and everything during the week. Ki Shabbos kodesh hu anevesh shel koy me'amaisa. Shabbos is the soul of the entire week. Shayam mishpam kulam mikdusha Shabbos. All the Shabbos gets all the bracha for the entire week. At the end of the day, says the Sfasemes, Shabbososai is Lashon Rabim, because Shabbos is not just one day. Shabbos is 7 days. The headquarters of Shabbos is Shabbos, but it's supposed to spill over. Right? Rav Chavetz Chaim, Rav Simon Shlita used to always quote the Chavetz Chaim. He used to say, why are people running out of Shabbos? Running out of Shabbos, running out for all the bracha the entire week. All the bracha from Shabbos, all the bracha from the week comes from Shabbos. So Rav Chavetz Chaim is very makbid to be able to keep Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rav Shor, at the end of the day, this whole Indian of Asar B'Tavis, the whole Indian they were able to penetrate Yerushalayim or surround Yerushalayim was because we weren't keeping Shabbos in the correct way. And how does he see that? Just a review over here, then we get to his last paragraph, a penetrating paragraph. The Pasuk says, Yechezkel 24:1-2, Etzem Hayom Hazeh, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us that the 10th month, the 10th day of the 10th fast refers to Asar B'Tavis. And the Beis Yosef tells us from the Vujram, they followed on Shabbos. Asar B'Tavis, we fast on Shabbos. And falls on Arab Shabbos, we fast. The Chassid Sofer quotes the Radak. Look at the lashon of Etzem Hayom Hazeh. The etan hayom hazeh, what's hayom? Just for the day of the month. What's the day of the week? Day of the week, because at the end of the day, he's surrounded, Mal Baba Nebuchadnezzar surrounded us on Shabbos Kodesh. And says the Chasam Zorva, they're able to do that because we are missing out on the Kedush of Shabbos. The Rabbon Shem would not, now, Nebuchadnezzar would have been too afraid. Gemara and Sanhedrin Sadi Vavam Nebez, we quoted before, but Nebuchadnezzar would have been too scared to come to Yerushalayim unless he saw this, says the Chasam Sofer, the lacking of Kedusha. Because the Shabbos is in time, Yerushalayim is in space. He was able to surround and then penetrate Yerushalayim because we were lacking the Kedusha Shabbos. And then you might tell me, oh, the Gemara says that Shabbos, Abai says that Yerushalayim was destroyed because of Chil Shabbos, but the Gemara Yuma tells us Yuma Nebez, Tesla Nebez, because the big three, Gil Rashi, Chazdam, and Gil and Avodah Zarah. No, says Rav Shor from the Svarim. Yeah, those things caused. That was the Siba. But why did we get to such a low place of those big three? We didn't appreciate Shabbos enough. It was like Rav Moshe Feinstein used to say, all those people that run off the... Ashvarzanir, it's so hard to be a Jew. When they would keep Shabbos. And those kids wouldn't keep Shabbos anymore growing up. Because those parents would come home and say, oh, how hard is it to be a Jew? We have to look at Shabbos as a bracha. It's the entire bracha for the entire week. Us to be able to disconnect, to reconnect. And that's what the Rosh Chodesh says from the Svar Makadoshim. The Svar Makadoshim says, Achshav Shashab Shabso, say Tishmoyru. But before we get to Achshav, so that's what the Pasuk Yechesel Chav Beis, that they hid themselves from our Shabbos. We didn't appreciate Shabbos. And that's what Rosh Chodesh quotes to Yechesel Chav Beis. Yechesel. And the Pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa, Achashav Sosai Tishmoyru. Why does it say in plural? Because Lashon Ramim, because Shabbos is not just one day of the week, it's supposed to spill over to the entire rest of the week. To find Kedusha, to find the holiness, the rest of the week. And this is what Rav Shor says. He says, this is the avoda of Asar Batavis. The Asar of avoda of Asar Batavis is to make sure we find the Kedusha of Shabbos in every day of the week. To find the Kedusha of Shabbos when we daven. To find the Kedusha of Shabbos when we learn. To turn it all off. To connect to the Rabbeinu Shem. To find the holiness in the physical. To find the holiness in anything we do. The avoda is uprat, says Rav Shor. Kishacha b'yom erev Shabbos Kodesh. When Asar Batavis falls out on Friday like it does this year, Ba'aleinu Tova, Tavshepei Aleph. Lizkor the Kadesh is a Shabbos. We must remember to sanctify the Shabbos. Shalom lahalim inyon minikuda shal shabsosai. We should never forget the inyon of shabsosai. Lizkor kiddush Shabbos. To remember the holiness of Shabbos. The kabbal atzminu the second shor shachet. Shuim shmir shil Shabbos kodesh. To understand the reason why serpentivus happens because we weren't sanctifying Shabbos correctly and we have to use Shabbos correctly. Mizenovo the second shor gomer korban. This is what caused the rest of the korban to happen. Shabbos is the ultimate mikvah for the entire week. It's the ultimate influencer for the entire week. Do you give bracha for the entire week? Says Rav Shor, 10 years ago. You want to know the avodah of Asar B'Tavis, but specifically Asar B'Tavis when it falls out on Friday. Be able to make sure that we use the day of tshuva, the day of Shabbos. Shabbos is the lashon tshuva that Siva Shalom quotes from the earliest farm. To understand that the Yerushalayim, which Yerushalayim is in space, Shabbos is in time. Nebuchadnezzar was only able to surround Yerushalayim because Shabbos, Yerushalayim, wasn't being appreciated in the way that it should be. Chazanish said, every single minute we use on Shabbos of Torah, the Talmud Torah that we learn on Shabbos is not the Talmud Torah the rest of the week, it's a different Talmud Torah. Especially these Friday nights at Chachal Rabbi Nachman, like Rav Nosson's Yortzeit on Asar B'Tavis. Rabbi Nachman used to say that what a Jew can accomplish on the Friday nights of Teves, on the Leilos Shabbos of Teves, the long Friday nights, to be able to use it for steiging, for learning, for growing, for connecting. That's the avodah of Asar B'Tavis. The avodah of Asar B'Tavis is connect to Shabbos, connect to Yerushalayim. And the Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, it happens very rarely. Take upon the day, even though it's hard, and I'm not the best faster, it's hard to fast on Friday going into Shabbos. To do our best to be able to use the time to sanctify ourselves, to get ready for Shabbos. The ultimate time to be able to be Shatarach Be'er Shabbos, Yochel Shabbos. And therefore, If we prepare ourselves in the right way for Friday, we prepare ourselves to go into Shabbos with this inyan of tshuva. Well, the Be'ez Hashem will not only have a day of Asar B'Tavis to fast; it will be the last fast day. And just to end off with this, the Chasam Sofer of Simon quotes Chasam Sofer says that the Rebbe Hashem decides on Asar B'Tavis whether this year Tisha B'Av will be a fast day or that this year Be'ez Hashem will be Mashiach, the beginning of the end. Started on Asar B'Tavis. The Rebbeinu Shem doesn't decide in Tisha B'Av 2021, in July or August. He decides Asar B'Tavis. This Friday, do my children deserve to come home? As Hashem will be zochah to be able to answer the call. That the last, this will be the last Tzar B'Teves that we're fasting. As Hashem will be the last Tisha B'Av that we had. We'll be out of here. We'll be out of America, wherever we are. Be zochah as Hashem to show the Bo Hashem. We appreciate Shabbos. We connect to Shabbos. Not only on Shabbos, but also throughout the week. We look forward to Shabbos. And Be'ez Hashem to use the Tzar B'Teves to understand the whole Indian only happened because we didn't appreciate Shabbos in the correct way. Zochah Be'ez Hashem to take this beautiful maimer from Rav Shor 10 years ago to understand the Kedusha of Shabbos. Is ultimately will let Melech Bavel and Mechanetz are able to surround Yerushalayim to appreciate Shabbos and anything and everything we can, Be'ez Hashem. Wish everyone an easy, meaningful, and holy Shabbos.